Hello, and welcome back to A Moment with Mimi. If you didn't listen to my introductory episode, I am a registered nurse, been a nurse for 7 years, and I'm also a certified health coach, and I specialize in self-care. And this right here is an opportunity for us to kind of get together and share information, help promote wellness in the community. Because I think it's something that's lacking. I'm passionate about healthcare. I feel like your health truly is your wealth. And most of my life has been devoted to trying to optimize my own personal health. My journey has led me down some pretty non-traditional routes, but I've gained a wealth of knowledge, and I would like to share that. I feel like people are starting to get more interested in taking ownership of their health, taking a more active versus passive role in their healthcare, and I'm very, very excited about that. Nobody knows your body better than you do. So let's jump right in. In order to talk about health, you need to understand what health is. The word health refers to a state of complete emotional and physical well-being. Factors for good health include genetics, the environment, relationships, and education. A healthful diet, exercise, screening for diseases, and coping strategies can all enhance a person's health. Now, that quote came from Medical News Today, and I'm not sure if it was the author of the article or that was a quote from the World Health Organization, but you can Google it and it'll pull up. I want to say it came from the World Health Organization, but I'd have to look back at the article, and I'm not going to do that right now. Sorry. In 1948, the World Health Organization defined health as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. Infirmity refers to illnesses or ailments or anything that puts a strain on your life. It is also a resource for everyday life, not the objective of living. Health is a positive concept emphasizing social and personal resources as well as physical capabilities. To me, that last sentence, health is a positive concept emphasizing social and personal resources as well as physical capabilities. I love that. Health is a positive concept. That, to me, says that health starts with your mind. You have to make your mind up that you want to live a healthy life and have healthy habits. Like, you have to decide for yourself that this is something that you want to do. It's an active thing. It's not passive. You can passively be healthy if you're just like in the most optimal environment, like you're just surrounded by healthy food and you're required to have physical exercise in order to live. Like, that would set you up for success and you not really have to decide. But in the world that we live in today, you really have to be conscious about your decisions. It's so easy to consume things that are not healthy for you. I personally struggle with making sure that we have home-cooked meals so we aren't tempted to stop at a drive-thru. My husband and I stopped eating meat back in May, and it was an adjustment, but it was a great adjustment. It forced us to spend more time at home actually preparing our own meals. You know, we had to sit down and look at the grocery list and make sure we were including a good enough variety that we didn't get bored with our food for the week, because there's nowhere you can stop and get vegetarian food, not where we live. It also meant that we started to spend more time together during meal times. I don't know, it's really been an adjustment, but it's been a positive adjustment. But it all started because we decided that we wanted to live healthier lives, and we decided to give up meat because that's what we feel would be best for us. And it has been. I personally used to struggle with bloating and indigestion, and my diet change made a huge difference in those symptoms and therefore had a profound impact on the quality of my life. I eat at least 3 times a day most of the time. So to not feel yucky 3 times a day is huge. It's awesome. So yeah, health starts in your mind. You have to decide that you want to be healthy. And once you make that decision, everything else won't just fall into place, but it'll be a little bit easier. So after you decide you want to be healthy, you look at your resources. There's an emphasis on social and personal resources. Do you have somebody that you can talk to about the healthy lifestyle that you're trying to lead right now who maybe has experience and can share it with you? Do you have access to the internet so that you can search different topics related to whatever it is you're trying to modify about your health? Do you have health insurance so you can go and see a physician? Are you able to read so you can understand your prescriptions and the pamphlets that you would get from the pharmacy? So after you make a decision to live a healthy life, then you start to evaluate your resources and see what you have at your disposal to aid you on your journey towards great health. And then last but not least, we have physical capabilities to take into account when you think about a person's health. Your physical body is an important part of your health, but it also determines how you approach your health, if that makes any sense. Like, you want to have a healthy body, but you need a functioning body to get around if you don't have somebody to help you. So when you think about your health, just try to remember that it all starts from you deciding you want to be healthy and you taking inventory and taking initiative to be healthy, to do what it takes, to put in the time and the effort to research, to meal prep if that's what you need to do, to get to the gym if that's what you need to do. After you make the decision to start on the journey, you're going to have to get organized, in my opinion. It's kind of like a process of elimination when it comes to figuring out what you need to do to address your health. Well, you know, I don't have any issues with my heart, so I don't need to worry about that. I don't have any issues with my lungs, so I don't need to worry about that. But I do feel a little achy in my knees. Okay, all right. So we eliminate that other stuff and we need to address this. This right here is a problem. Those other things aren't. So right now I'm going to pay attention to the problem because I want to solve it. How do you go about this process of elimination? There are multiple paths you could take. The easiest one is to work with a physician. Work with somebody who can do a full body assessment on you. In nursing school, we got graded at the end of the program on our comprehensive assessment. And it's where we started at the top of your head and went down to the tip toes, the end of your feet. We check your brain, your hair, your skin, your eyes, your nose, your tongue, your teeth, your ability to smell, your ability to see, your ability to hear, you know. Can you feel stuff everywhere? We listen to your lungs. Can we hear the air moving in and out of your lungs? We listen to your heart. Do you have a nice, strong heartbeat? Is it regular? Do you have any chest pain? We listen to your belly. Are there good bowel sounds? Does it hurt when I touch your stomach? Are you having regular bowel movements? I don't check people's groins like that because there's not too much I can do to advise you about stuff that's going on with your groin. But if you're having some problems down there, you know, your doctor will do a physical assessment and look at the skin. Look at your penis. Look at your vagina. Are there any abnormalities? Anything odd? Any bumps? Any bruises? Any discoloration? You know, your knees, do they pop? Are you able to bend over? Are you able to stoop down? Oh my goodness, for our diabetics, we check your feet. Can you feel sensation on your feet? Do you have any cuts, any scrapes, any wounds that aren't healing? You need somebody who's able to do a head-to-toe assessment for you so that you can pinpoint the areas that you need to address. I've actually had assessments from Western doctors as well as Eastern doctors, and some of the criteria that they look at overlap, but then some things are specific to that physician or that style of medicine that they practice. So it can be kind of overwhelming to decide where to start. I personally started with a Western doctor because that's what I'm comfortable with. That's what I'm familiar with. But I also paid attention to my intuition. Like, I didn't think it was normal for me to be nauseous after meals, especially because I was not pregnant. So because that was something that interfered with my daily life, I made it a point to address it. I went, saw a doctor, had an EGD where they were able to look into my belly and make sure everything was functioning correctly and give me some suggestions about what I can do to improve that health. But then I also sought out advice from an Eastern doctor. It was an awesome experience. We were on a travel assignment in Seattle, and I looked up a lady, and she is located in Bellevue, and so I made an appointment, and she requested that I send her a picture of my tongue. And with Eastern medicine, all the physicians that I have, you know, come across like to see your tongue. There are different places on your tongue that correspond with your organs and different ailments and different imbalances. And so that's their primary assessment tool. She also felt my pulse to see if it was strong. Was it consistent? And then she actually touched my belly because, like, she could tell I was bloated. And she could tell from the combination of the touch and my tongue that my digestion was poor. So she was able to pinpoint what I needed to address and thereby guide me and help me select the proper herbal supplements that I needed to start and the regimen that I needed to be on to clear up the imbalance that I had in my belly. My Western doctor, who performed the EGD, he prescribed me, did he give me a PPI, a proton pump inhibitor? I want to say that decreases the acid that your belly produces to help decrease the symptoms from reflux. And it worked well, too. It's just I have a preference of what type of medications I use for specific problems. Like, I will take a Tylenol in a heartbeat. I sometimes get a headache from being up or not eating properly or probably being dehydrated. And, yeah, I'm going to drink water and rehydrate and get my rest. But I want that headache to go away in the moment. So I go ahead and take some Tylenol. But when it comes to, like, chronic long-term problems, I prefer to go the herbal supplement route because it's more natural. I personally feel like my body responds to it better. And I just feel comfortable because the long-term side effects don't compare to the long-term side effects of some Western prescriptions. But that's just my preference. Whatever you decide you want to do for your body during your journey is your business. That's your prerogative. That's between you and your physician. but you would be selling yourself short if you did not explore all your options. So when it comes to wanting to have a healthy life, you have to start somewhere. So start with an assessment. Go sit down, do a detailed health history with your physician. Let them map out a plan for you. And then use that as your template, as your baseline, as your foundation and your starting point so that you are on a more guided journey, if that makes any sense. You don't want to just be out here taking stuff and doing things all willy-nilly without actually having consulted with a professional. This is your health we're talking about. You only get one life, you get one body, so you need to be careful with it. You need to make informed decisions, and you need to enrich yourself with knowledge, because having knowledge is powerful. You don't want to be just taking shots in the dark here. Also, you need to be realistic about what you can do for your health. A lot of people want things to happen now. We're in a microwave pop culture situation or something like that, where people don't have patience anymore. But patience is a virtue. Another corny cliche, I know, but it really is. The changes that you want to make for your health, you want to be lasting and impactful, so they might take a little bit longer than you want to actually settle into your body and your routine and make a difference. Nothing good really happens overnight, especially when it comes to your health, unless you're talking about like a transplant or something, but that's totally different. I'm talking about habits, healthy habits. Because it's the healthy habits that you consistently repeat that will have the most impact on your health. A good rule of thumb is you need to get something about 3 months when it's a new habit, especially for your health, because you have a whole bunch of body systems that are connected and they take time to change. It's like the Titanic. If you're going to make a left turn, you ain't going to do it on a ballpoint pen. It takes a little time. You're gonna get a little bit into the water before you start to notice a change in your direction, but it's coming. Your horizon, it'll be beautiful. You'll see it. It might take a little while, but it's there. So I hope this has been helpful. I hope I kind of got my message out there as I intended. I want to help you live a healthier life. And in order to do that, you have to know what your body needs or where your body's hurting so you can help it. And you find that out by consulting a professional and having an assessment is basically the long and the short of it. Sorry if my voice sounds all scratchy. I just got off work. I'm not exhausted mentally, but my body's a little bit tired. So I drank a whole bunch of water and juice and I tried to smooth this out, but it's still sounding all froggy. So I apologize. I hope it did not convolute the message or make it unpleasant to listen to, because I really do have valuable information that I'm very eager to share. If you have any questions or concerns, please, 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 feel free to reach out to me. My email address is cccrear@gmail.com. Again, my email is cccrear@gmail.com. You can feel free to shoot me an email with your question and I will address it. If not in my next episode, then in a separate podcast, or maybe even a reply email. I'm not sure. I guess it depends on what I'm asked and how often I'm asked. Let's see, anything else I want to add to this episode where we talk about your overall health status and establishing it? I can't think of anything to add to this. Let's see what we got coming up. In the next episode, I'm going to talk about specific questions that you can ask your doctor related to specific disease processes. Like, okay, I had my health assessment and it turns out I have bad kidneys. So now what? We will go over that because being prepared and being organized is really important. If you're super serious about wanting to start on a path to wellness, you have got to make sure that you not only have the proper information, but that you have access to your information in an organized way because it's a progression. So you're going to need to be able to look back at old data to kind of get a feel for where you are in your current situation, if that makes any sense. So I believe in being organized from the jump. I love, love, love planners and to-do lists. So I am all about that. And you will hear all about that if you keep on listening, which I hope you do. Okay. Yeah, that's about it. Well, guys, I hope this has been informational and I look forward to interacting with y'all in the future. So until then.